akupele shuko esa mpare sana na lampela manambala yesu 0977 281905 0955 281905 0955 281905 and 0977 281905. Ngamulefu wakuisa mkulonga na mwini mulusaka mukese ku Garden House Mumba Road kutimu anina kufuma pa Lumumba bus station mwayai kila pa Y Road ono kutimu atuchita contact pa manambara ya nampela ninebo pa Sunday pa service yamba 8:15 ninebo chibusa wenu mwenyina wenu Brother Douglas Sikulu lesa mpale. Shalom, bye bye, God bless you.
Is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Ministry of Mines suspends operations at Mukamo Copper Mine. FDI praises health grant. In international headlines, Guinea-Bissau faces fresh uncertainty after disputed election coup. And in sports, Hans Bertels meets national federation leaders. And now the news in detail. Environmental health technicians from the Seringa Town Council have successfully removed the decomposing stray dog that had been lying near the district hospital. This follows a strong complaint by youth activist and environmental defender Peter Chola Mwanalisa, who threatened to deliver the carcass to the council offices if no action was taken. Mwanalisa had cited the Control of Dogs Act and accused the council of neglecting its duty to ensure public health and sanitation. In response, the council dispatched its environmental health team, which worked with the Seringa District Hospital to dispose of the animal. Family Development Initiatives, FDI, a Muslim faith-based organization, has welcomed the United States government's commitment of $1.5 billion to Zambia's health sector. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami described it as a transformative investment in the well-being of the Zambian people. He commended the gesture as a reflection of the enduring partnership between the United States and Zambia and a testament to the shared values of compassion, solidarity, and global health equity. Sheikh noted that the grant arrives at a pivotal moment, offering an opportunity to strengthen healthcare systems, expand access to essential services, and uplift the quality of life for communities across the country.
This gesture is a reflection of the enduring partnership between the United States and Zambia and a testament to the shared values of compassion, solidarity, and global health equity. As you know, the grant arrives at a pivotal moment, offering an opportunity to strengthen healthcare systems, expand access to essential services, and uplift the quality, of life for communities across the country. Such support not only enhances service delivery, but also reinforces the collective vision of building resilient health infrastructure capable of responding to both current and future challenges.
Now, the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended all operations at Mukabamo Copper Mine in Mwente District, Luapula Province, following the collapse of the mine's tailings dam earlier this week. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says, according to preliminary findings by the Ministry's Mine Safety Department, the mining firm failed to comply with the compliance order issued in March, which requires all mining companies to uphold strict environmental management standards. He stated that investigators investigators revealed that the tailings dam was constructed without approved design plans and that its collapse resulted from substandard engineering work. Mr. Tembo has noted that the tailings dam failures are often linked to poor design, inadequate construction and unsafe operational practices in light of this incident, and has been reminded that all mining companies should expedite the implementation of operational changes aimed at improving design integrity and ensuring full compliance in the construction and management of tailings facilities. Government says Zambia continues to face significant social challenges that directly affect children and young people with limited staff and requires immediate attention. Speaking during REPC 10 graduation ceremony in Lusaka today, the Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Ms. Doreen Sefuke Mwamba, in a speech read on her behalf by Anna Mobukwani, has called the country's currently social services workforce of 17 social workers for every 100,000 people as a crisis. She has called on stakeholders like REPSI to continue working together with the government to ensure all districts, schools, childcare facilities and community structures have access to well-prepared and supported frontline workers. Meanwhile, a student representative, Elias Sakala, has called on the government and civil societies to utilize him and his fellow graduates as frontline workers to solve social difficulties. And speaking earlier, REPSI Country Advisory Board Chairperson Ms. Annie Kwandami has assured government and the graduate of its commitment in training and supporting child protection in Zambia. The United Party for National Development UPND Secretary General Batuke Emenda has called for discipline within the party and has instituted disciplinary action against unruly cadres. Mr. Emenda has condemned the conduct of the youth in Livingstone, where persons alleged to be UPND cadres started harassing members of the public who had queued up to register as voters and unfortunately resulted in police shooting two persons in the process of trying to calm the situation. He says there is a group of youths calling themselves Zahire Police and a group of UPND cadres of the Copperbelt province and in Mpika who are tormenting members of the public in public and conducting illegal activities in the name of being a party member. He further says the UPND government does not condone illegality in the name of being UPND cadres, and being party cadres does not make one immune to prosecution, and has instructed the Zambia police to take action against the said unruly cadres. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Permanent Secretary Romas Kamanga has reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening Zambia's water security and recurring droughts and increased water stress. Speaking during the Water Resources Management Urgency WAMA event, Mr. Kamanga highlighted the central role land and water resources play in Zambia's social economic development, public health and national resilience. He says the recent periods of drought and water stress have reinforced the critical importance of reliable access to water, and that the government has taken deliberate measures to ensure sustainable water access for all communities.
Reinforce the critical importance of reliable access to water. In response, the government of the Republic of Zambia, through one government abroad, implemented what we termed the Food Security Drought Response Plan, which has strategic measures to improve water security as well as access across the country. These measures include drilling of 1,500 boreholes across the 84 districts, the rehabilitation of 509 functional boreholes in two mechanized solar water schemes across five provinces, and the construction of 110 commercial boreholes for the five water schemes. Additionally, targeted borehole projects were being implemented in the high-density, peri-urban areas, including Lusaka's Kanyama compound.
Meanwhile, Water Resources Management Authority WAMA has raised concern over persistent non-compliance in Zambia's drilling sector, despite significant progress made since the introduction of comprehensive groundwater regulations in 2018. WAMA Acting Director General Misozi Nguluve Lumpa says the forum remains a critical platform for stakeholders to exchange ideas, share experiences, as well as strengthen professional and regulatory standards in the sector.
And at the second quarter of 2025, WAMA registered 203 new boreholes and received 14,181 notices to drill. However, from our statistics, only 5,062 borehole completion reports have been submitted, highlighting a